Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Oh, thanks, Helen.
That's all right. We may as well get on with it while Henry's having his nap.
He's such a good baby.
Just as well, with the week we've got ahead of us.
I'm looking forward to the launch, though.
Yeah, so am I. It seems like so long since we did anything like this.
It is. It'd be nice to have a crowded shop again. Assuming anyone comes.
They'll come.
It's such fun to see what they like at the tasting.
Yeah, and what they don't. There, that's done.
The cubes of cheese you put out before Christmas went well.
Yes, they transferred to sales too. Oh, I must remind Kirsty to put them in a prominent position at the launch.
You're still okay to welcome people to the shop?
Yeah, of course. And then you can make the speech and unveil the new logo.
Yeah.
You are okay about it now, aren't you, Mum? I know you've had your doubts.
That was just nerves.
Really? You've seemed a bit preoccupied about something.
It's the HEF inspection of the dairy.
Oh, yes, they're coming on Thursday, aren't they? I'm sure it'll be fine.
I hope so. It's just... it's the first time since the E. coli. It reminds me of all that, I suppose.
Yes, of course.
And they would have to pick this week when we're so busy. Dad's going to be really short-handed with Tom over at Shrewsbury.
Well, that wasn't Tom's choice. It was the only time the chef had free.
I know. But it'll still be tough on your dad doing all the milking.
Tom's only going to be away for 3 days.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's 3 days too many as far as Dad's concerned.
Well, he can't be too angry. He's volunteered to help Tom move the pig arks.
Right, here I'll do.
I need a rest.
Yeah, of course. It was good of you to give me a hand. Yeah,
well, I'd rather do it now while we've got time.
That's what I thought.
I didn't want Jazzo coming to me and asking for help when you're away, when I'm trying to cope with everything single-handed.
He won't. I've given him strict instructions not to bother you, except in case of dire emergency.
Like him being too hungover to feed the pigs?
No, there'll be none of that. I've offered him a bonus if everything goes smoothly while I'm away.
Well, isn't he the lucky one? Being paid extra to do the job he's supposed to, instead of taking on someone else's work for nothing.
Dad, it won't be for nothing if we can get this ready meal line up and running. Look, I know it's going to be tough on you.
Oh, you're going to say that again.
But it is only 3 days.
Oh, yeah, 3 days I haven't got your help with the milking.
I know, I'm sorry. I've told you I'll do what I can.
Yeah, which is?
Well...
milking on Tuesday morning before you go?
No, I'm afraid I can't do that. Our first meeting's at 9 o'clock, so...
Oh, yes, yes, of course it is.
But I can milk this afternoon. Once we finish this, you can go and put your feet up.
Yeah, I shall need to.
And I'll be back on Thursday in time to do the afternoon too. And I'll do both on Friday, if you like.
Yes, yes, I would.
No problem. No problem at all.
And what about the farmhouse breakfast at the Bull and Jack's? You're not expecting me to do anything about those?
No. It's all sorted. I've taken the supplies round and all my business cards and promotional material.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great Kenton's trying it out at Jack's for the first time. Lots more publicity for our products. And ahead of next week's launch, that's what we need.
Yeah. What I need is to get out of this cold wind. So, do you think we could get on now?
I hope I'll be able to get the trench filled in before it gets dark.
Probably take me at least that long to get the house cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll be glad when Tracy moves in.
You think it'll make that much difference? She isn't the tidiest of... Oh, my Lord, what's happened to my skip?
Oh, it is pretty full.
Well, I can see that. I never put that stuff in.
Really?
No. All those black plastic bags aren't mine, and the chest of drawers certainly isn't.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, you don't think the neighbours have been putting stuff in?
Well, that's what it looks like.
For who? Well, I can't see Tom and Brenda doing it. Oh. Or that nicey loner. Unless she thought the council had put it there.
It's in your dad's garden, honestly. The cheek of some people.
Hi, you two.
Tracy, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? Is that my old sewing machine? Yeah, and it's heavier than it looks. Are you two just going to stand there, or is anyone going to give me a hand?
What are you planning to do with it? You're not going to...
I'll take that as a no. If you want the thing doing...
Oh, Tracy! Mum loved that machine.
Oh, don't be so sentimental, Susan. She hasn't touched it for years.
Never mind that. That's my skip.
Oh, I'm very handy it is too. Thanks, Neil.
My skip? You can't just fill it up with rubbish.
Why? What are you planning to do with it?
Neil needs it for his own rubbish.
Yes, I do. Oh,
there's bags of room. It's a shame to waste it.
So all this other stuff is yours too?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you getting it from?
Our old room. The one that's going to be my new bedroom. Didn't you know the family had been using it as a glory hole?
There's a room full of this stuff?
No, that's most of it out now. I'm glad you've come, Susan. You can help me move the rest.
Oh, can I?
You want me from under your feet, don't you? The sooner my room's sorted, the sooner I can move in.
I suppose that's true.
Den's got the kids this afternoon, so I thought it was a good opportunity to crack on.
Yeah, I wondered where they were. Is that all right with you, Neil?
I suppose so. If there really isn't very much more.
There isn't even as much as I first put in. Dad and Gary keep taking things back.
That's a clever boy.
Mind the sofa.
Oh, there's no shame in hanging on to it.
He's so wobbly. He looks like Brenda on a snowboard.
Oh, that's right. You have a little rest now.
Did Brenda enjoy her day?
Oh, yeah. She had a great time.
I suppose that means you'll be off on a skiing trip soon.
No, Dad, we... Oh. Kenton wants me to give him a ring. Wonder what he wants.
Well, I expect it'll keep till you finish your tea.
Did the Echo ever get back to you, Dad?
No, just the one phone call.
Was that about the launch? Brenda said she'd try to get them interested.
It was about Brian's mega dairy, canvassing local opinion.
Following up those vox pops, I suppose.
You should have spoken to them, Mum.
No, I think your father got our point across. I'm just pleased they're carrying on their campaign.
The Echo getting it right for once.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's got to be stopped.
Dusting down your placards, eh, Mum?
Stocking up on spray paint?
Someone's got to do something about it.
Oh, yes, love, but not this week, please.
Dad's collection of old beer mats. That can certainly go.
No, he won't like it.
Don't tell him, then. What have you got there?
Gary's old comics.
They can go too.
We can recycle them. Oh, hang on. There's some more. Oh, no. These are mine.
Comics? Not Bunty. Well, you can bin those. Four Marys. What a bunch of losers.
No. My old Jackie magazines.
Really? In good condition? Now those might be worth something.
Oh, they're all tattered. I read them too much.
Oh, give them here, then.
No, not just yet.
Oh, we'll never get on if you start reading them. I remember what you were like.
Yeah, well, here's something to keep you busy.
What's that?
Your very large collection of Valentine's cards.
Oh, good Lord. Did I keep them?
Oh, keep them? You flaunted them.
Warren Brooke. I'd forgotten about him.
Not surprised.
He was all right. Good kisser.
Oh, the only thing he ever did with his mouth then. Could never get a word out of him.
Suited me. Oh, and Alfie. How could I have forgotten Alfie?
Oh, no. He was nice. Really polite and kind.
Not bad looking either. Wonderful eyelashes.
Don't know why you didn't stick with him.
Neither do I now. I suppose I thought he was a bit dull.
Oh, you always did go for the bad boys.
Look where it got me. Oh, all these nice lads, and I had to choose Den.
I didn't think anyone was going to choose me. I thought I was going to sit in my bedroom reading all these stories about romance and never have one of my own. I wrote to Kathy and Claire about it once.
Did you? What did they say?
Don't give up, Susie. One day your prince will come.
Aww. Well, he did.
Oh, that's not what you said about him at the time.
I wasn't to know he was a prince disguised as a pig man.
Oh, yeah, he was. Just like in the stories. What are you doing?
Oh, binning these cards.
Oh, Tracy.
Oh, they'd only remind me of what might have been. And you don't need to hang on to those magazines either. Your prince came, and he's in the garden filling in a drainage trench. So, We need to get these bags down to his skip while he's not looking.
Helen's a long time changing Henry's nappy.
Yeah, I should leave her to it if I were you. Where's Tom?
Oh, phoning Kenton. It was kind of you to help him with the arcs.
Well, just trying to clear the decks. Next week's going to be a real slog.
He does appreciate it's going to be hard on you.
Oh, good. Oh, I know, I can see the lads trying, but... Oh, hiya. Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, you don't sound very sure. What did Kenton want?
To tell me there'd been a lot of interest in the farmhouse breakfasts since they put my promotional stuff up.
Oh, that's good.
It is, yeah. Frank's come up with some new ideas. Bit more variety if they're going to be busy.
Better and better.
So he needs more sausages and bacon.
Oh, that's great. More sales for us.
When does he need it?
Today, really. Oh. I mean, the promotion starts tomorrow.
You'd better take it over, then.
Yeah, I said I would. So I'm really sorry, Dad, but...
But you won't be able to do the milking this afternoon. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, that's the last one. I promise.
Oh, it had better be. I have got my own stuff to put in.
Of course. So, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just clearing up. I'll try and get the flagstones down tomorrow, then I can start plumbing everything in.
Oh, great stuff. It's really coming on, isn't it?
Well, we're getting there. How about your bedroom?
I can start now, it's all clear. Just need to buy the paint.
Uh-huh. Have you chosen a colour?
Pale lilac. I've always wanted a lilac bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Den said it was too girly.
What's there now? I can't remember.
Sort of dark orange. Susan chose it. We always did have different tastes.
No. Mm.
Can you give me a hand with this, please, love?
Huh? Oh. Oh, love, I'm not sure that'll fit in the skip.
The skip? No, I don't want it in the skip. We're taking it home.
Taking it home?
Our old doll's house? What do you want that old tat for?
It's not old tat. It's a family heirloom. I want to pass it on to Kira.
Good luck getting it past Emma. She won't give that old wreck house room.
Oh, Emma used to love playing with it when she came to see Mum and Dad.
That was some time ago. Tracy's got a point, love.
Of course I have.
It is looking a bit the worse for wear.
Well, obviously I'm going to have to do it up.
Good luck with that.
Could be quite a job.
Oh, good heavens, Neil. If you and Tracy can renovate number 6, I'm sure I can decorate a doll's house.
Hi, David. Good to see you.
And you too. Good turnout, isn't it?
Yeah. Where's Pip? I thought she was going to present her marketing ideas to us.
No, she is.
Oh, good. Everyone's really looking forward to hearing them.
Oh, well, do tell her that when she comes in. She's a bit nervous.
I will. Where is she, then?
She's in the car. She wanted to go over her notes before she came in.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine.
Oh, hope so.
You're lucky to have such an enterprising daughter.
That's what I think. Well, most of the time, anyway. She's certainly full of ideas.
And she's listened to, which is nice.
Oh, dear. Things still not good between you and Brian?
I'm afraid not. That wretched local radio piece hasn't helped.
Oh, that was you. We thought so.
Well, you didn't hear it, too.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it got so many listeners.
Oh, I caught it in the car.
It was a vox pop. I thought it would be anonymous.
Adam, you have got a pretty distinctive voice.
I didn't say much.
Even so, you must have known it was a possibility that people would recognise you.
Ian thinks I must have. Subconsciously, anyway.
That's a bit deep for me.
Well, a Freudian way of getting Brian to listen to me.
Oh. And did he? Did he hear it?
No. But other people have told him about it, which is just as bad.
Morning, Pat.
Oh, morning, Brian. Have we the pleasure of your custom?
You have indeed. I had to come into Borchester, so Jenny sent me with a list for Ambridge Organics.
Oh, I hope it's a long one.
It's quite long. You're helping out here this morning?
Oh, no. I'm much too busy at the dairy. I've got a delivery for them.
Kirsty told me you're revving up to your launch.
Yes, we are.
Well, I hope it goes well for you.
Oh, thank you. Our little enterprise must seem very old-fashioned and small-scale in the light of all your new plans.
Well, it's the place for everyone in farming, Pat.
Oh, do you think so? Isn't this mega dairy of yours rather going to give the lie to that?
Well, don't think so.
It's going to put all other dairy farmers at risk, surely.
Not at all. There'll be plenty of room for the kind of niche farming you do.
Niche farming. Is that what I'm doing? I prefer to call it proper farming.
Well, that's debatable. Let's not argue.
Not to me. I'd rather run a niche farm than a factory.
What we are planning is not factory farming, Pat. That's grossly inaccurate.
Don't know what else you'd call it. Thousands of cows never seeing grass or daylight.
It's not thousands, it's 1,500. And as for
it's 1,500 now, but that's nothing compared to the ones in Europe or to the States.
We're not farming in Europe or the States.
I bet you wish you were. You're following their lead. BL would double that number given half the chance.
All right, but however many cows we end up having, they will be looked after to the highest standards. We're not going to keep them like battery hens, which is what you seem to be suggesting.
Cows are herd animals who chew the cud. They should be outside with other cows eating grass.
Come on, Pat, this is 2012, not 1912.
The cows haven't changed.
Well, everything else has.
No, it hasn't.
All right, look, I agree. There's one thing that hasn't. Farming is a business, and it always was. Businesses have to change to survive. What else is your rebranding about?
It's hardly equivalent. Oh, but that doesn't matter, does it? As long as you can feel you've scored a cheap point.
Well, you know I'm right.
We're all entitled to our own opinions, but you seem to think that yours is the only one that counts. You can just railroad this through without any kind of meaningful consultation with the local community at all.
That isn't true.
I think it is. If the Echo hadn't broken the story, we wouldn't have heard about it at all.
The Echo jumped the gun. Of course we were planning consultations.
Oh, yes, when it was too late for us to do anything about it.
I'm telling you, Pat, that simply isn't true.
If the Echo hadn't found out and alerted us all to it...
Oh, you're praising the Echo now, are you?
In this case, yes. It's what the local press should do. Raise local issues while there's still time to do something about them.
Well, I seem to remember you felt rather differently about our local press in the summer.
Oh, I knew you'd bring the E. coli up somehow.
Simply pointing out you're not quite so keen on the Echo's investigative journalism when they're investigating you.
Maybe I'm not. What possible relevance does that have to what we're talking about? If you can't debate your case without resorting to smear tactics...
But I can. I stand behind Beale's plans four square, and I'm willing to debate it with anyone. And if they're willing to give me a fair hearing, which certainly isn't the case with you, I'm sure I can convince them.
Really? You're not doing a very good job with your own family.
Oh, now who's resorting to low tactics?
I'm simply pointing out that the one person you've had ample opportunity to present your case to is Adam. And you don't seem to have convinced him, do you?
I was in a difficult enough position before all this.
I know you were.
But one short sentence really seems to have got Brian's goat.
Well, it was broadcast on the radio...
But he knew it was what I thought. It can't have come as a surprise.
Well, most people who heard it didn't know.
I've made my feelings clear, though.
Well, privately, but now it's out in the public domain. Why did you agree to do it, Adam? You must have known it might cause trouble, however little you said.
Yeah, the reporter sort of bounced me into it. You know what they're like.
Well, they are good at that.
I felt it needed saying, I'm not going to deny that.
No, but...
I mean, the trouble is, Brian's framed this debate in such a way that my quite legitimate objections keep being read as disloyalty to the family, and they're not.
No, I do sympathise.
With me or with Brian?
Well, with both of you, I suppose. It is difficult when family members have a different view of the way forward, especially with things so tough in Derry.
That doesn't make oversized dairies the right solution. Don't tell me you're coming around to Brian's way of thinking.
No, we made Brookfield's position very clear. Ruth so vehemently opposed there would be no shifting her.
I'm glad to hear it.
No, you can be certain of her support. She loves her cows. Actually, Adam, I think it's you I'm sympathising with.
Well, that's good to know.
It's very difficult when your heart says one thing and your head says another.
I don't think that's my problem. My head and my heart are saying the same thing. Only Brian can't believe that. Anyway, look, I bored you enough last week with all this.
No.
When is this meeting of yours about badger vaccination?
Oh, Wednesday. Can't say I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. You haven't started yet.
Oh, hi, love.
Hi.
Feeling all right now?
Oh, as much as I'll ever be.
You'll be fine.
Adam says people are really looking forward to hearing what you've got to say.
Oh, thank you. I hope I don't disappoint.
I'm sure you won't. You've got no need to be nervous.
Oh, I didn't have as much time as I'd have liked last week to work on it. You know, when the phone lines were down.
Did you need to get online?
Not that so much. I was just rushed off my feet.
Pip was doing sterling work, popping in on the elderly to see if they were okay.
Good as well as Claire.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just wanted to do something to help.
Oh, thanks, darling, for getting that stuff from Ambridge Organics. Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
No, not at all. No, come and have a look.
Oh, some good news at last.
Absolutely.
Oh, BL's new website. Oh, the one for the dairy.
Yep. Up and running at last.
Oh, well, it looks very good. It's well designed.
It's well written, too. Got a positive spin on everything.
Yes. Oh, makes the new housing sound like a 5-star hotel.
Oh, well, that's not the best bit. Mm-hmm. Look, bullet point list of its benefits for the local community.
Very impressive.
Yeah, that should give Pat something to think about.
What?
Oh, I wasn't even going to mention it, but she brought it up and...
Oh, no.
I ran into it at Ambridge Organics.
Oh, Brian, we'd agreed. We were going to try and build bridges with Pat and Tony.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know how bad things have been between us.
Darling, I tried. I really did. I wished her good luck for the launch.
And then you argued. Oh, how on earth did it start?
Well, she laid into me, Jenny. She even quoted the Echo, which I thought was a bit rich.
Well, I know Pat can be a bit difficult. But...
And illogical, and dogmatic.
But
and...
I still wish it hadn't happened.
Oh, well, I just think it's a waste of time trying to convert people like Pat and Tony. It's the neutrals we need to go for. And something like this website might just do the trick.
And you really think so?
Yeah. There's even a quote from a local councillor.
Oh, good heavens.
We should be proud to think that South Borsetshire is providing a large-scale business which could compete on the world stage.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to submit the planning application this week. The timing couldn't be better.
Oh, well, you've got at least one councillor on your side.
Yeah, I really feel Beale started to make the running at last. Now, if we could only persuade Adam to keep his mouth shut.
Oh, that's not fair. The reporter surprised him.
So he said.
Well, he didn't think anybody would recognise his voice.
Well, that was very naive of him, if it's true.
But of course it's true. He's not trying to make trouble for you.
Pat uses a stick to beat me with.
No one else has said anything, have they?
Not to my face. Oh, all right. I mean, it doesn't seem to have done too much damage.
Oh, there you are, then.
But I'd like it to stay that way.
You did very well, love. I was proud of you.
Were you really? You're not just saying that.
No. Couldn't you see they were impressed with you?
They didn't like the name for the celebrity lamb.
Well, sweetheart, honestly, hassle. It was a joke waiting to happen.
That's kind of the point. Oh, I suppose it's a generational thing.
Hey, you did amazingly well to sell them the idea of a celebrity lamb at all. I never thought they'd go for it.
Didn't you? You didn't say that.
Well, I was hoping you'd prove me wrong, and you did.
So, do you think they'd be interested in any other of my ideas?
Absolutely. Keep them coming.
I will. It's so important our sheep do well, isn't it? With a question mark hanging over our whole dairy enterprise.
I told you, Pip, nothing has been decided yet.
Good. Oh, I did have one thought, just for Brookfield, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe we could work on a different recipe for the lamb burgers.
Right. What, as well as the Hassett Hills mint burgers?
Yeah, but just for Brookfield, to sell alongside the beef.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure Tom would make them, and his products are on and up at the moment.
Yeah, they seem to be.
Oh, Spencer went in to try one of the farmhouse breakfasts in Jack's, and he said the place was packed.
What, and Tom supplied the meat, did he?
Yeah, his business cards were all over the place. That's another thing, he's so good at marketing his stuff, so we wouldn't have to worry about that.
Oh, I suppose not.
They've got this launch at Ambridge Organics next week, you know, for the rebranding.
I don't think we could have lamb burgers ready quite that quickly.
Yeah, I know that.
Just teasing.
I meant it shows Bridge Farm is back on track and expanding their market, like we should be.
Yes, you're right, of course, but...
Oh, but what? Look how they've come back, and they're in a much worse position than we are. I'm sure we can do it.
No, I know you are, and that's great, love. Honestly, it is. But...
Oh, no more buts!
Pip, Developing a new product takes money. And we haven't got very much of that going spare at the moment.
I know, but we'd make our money back, and a profit too. We're never going to get the money we need to spend on the slurry tank back. £22,000 just to stay in the same place. Oh, it doesn't make sense.
So, we're really busy in the dairy.
Getting ready for the launch.
Yeah, and Tom's away, so Tony's got his hands full.
Quite a relief for you to be in the shop, then.
Certainly more peaceful than it was last week. Oh, that was a nightmare with the post office.
It's nice to be busy, though, isn't it? I never really appreciated that till I lost my job.
Well, you got more to occupy your time now you're looking after Kira. Oh,
yeah, but that ain't work.
Oof, dunno. Kira has her moments.
Not with me. She ain't no trouble at all.
Really?
Yes. I wish people would believe me. Emma don't, neither.
Oh, I'm not surprised. She can play Emma up something rotten.
Yeah, she is a bit naughty.
Yeah, I knew you were being too kind.
No, no, with Emma. She'd be good as gold for me all day, and then the minute she sees her mum, she starts crying.
Temper. Makes her realise her mum left her and she's cross.
Yeah, that's what I told Emma.
Yeah, she'll get used to it.
Yeah, she will. You know, I think she's getting the hang of it already. She's such a bright little thing.
She is.
Screened the place down yesterday when Emma were a bit late, like she knew.
Why was she late?
Oh, she had to pick something up in Borchester. No, it were fine. I didn't mind. Glad to spend the time with Kira while I can.
Yeah.
My job seeker's allowance stops in March, so I need to have found a proper job by then.
Oh, as soon as that. Didn't realise.
Yep. Then I'm afraid Emma will have to make other arrangements.
They're not pressuring you, are they? I mean, you do hear stories.
No, no, no. My advisor's really nice. She suggested I retake my food hygiene certificate.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and there's one for catering too. So she thought, while I'm at it, I might as well do that as well.
Well, sounds like a good idea.
Means I can apply for more jobs.
So do you have to go to college to do that?
No, no, no. I can do it all online.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah, much easier.
Oh, modern technology's a wonderful thing when it works.
Morning, ladies. May I share the joke?
Susan just said modern technology were a wonderful thing.
Oh, yes. That is funny.
Yeah, we weren't laughing last week.
Well, to be fair, that wasn't a problem with the technology. Human nature doesn't change so quickly.
I don't know how they had the nerve. They took all that copper in broad daylight, apparently.
Well, people just assumed they were legitimate workmen. They always seem to be digging up the road for something.
Anyway, Jim, you were a star. I don't know what we'd have done without you.
Well...
We was all very grateful, looking after the old folk like that.
I enjoyed it. Met one or two people I didn't know, too. Anyway, Susan, I'm looking for Neil. Do you know where he might be?
Well, he's not at home.
No, I tried there.
Oh, well, he's probably gone to Dad's.
How's he getting on with the new bathroom?
Hoping to start plumbing it in today, after he's finished off the flagstones.
Sounds like a big job. I can see he'd want to get on with it.
Oh, that wasn't why he went. Tracy rang. Something's gone wrong with her decorating.
What's she doing?
Oh, painting her bedroom. I told Neil it could wait till he went round, but she was in a state.
Overpainting her bedroom?
Oh, I know. I don't see how even Tracy could have messed that up.
Tis a bit of a mess.
A bit? You can't see the lilac at all. Just that awful muddy colour.
It's not pretty.
I don't understand what went wrong.
But the original paint was too dark to put a light colour straight on top. You need an undercoat.
That's not what it said on the tin.
It might have done if you'd read the small print.
I hadn't budgeted for undercoat. Oh, I'll have to go into Borchester and get some.
White emulsion would do. I've probably got a tin of that knocking around somewhere.
Have you really?
Yeah, it always comes in handy.
Could you go and fetch it?
What now?
The kids will be home soon and I want to get on.
Well, is it worth it then?
Yeah. I'm so behind now. And I suppose I'll have to wait for this undercoat to dry too.
That would be a good idea.
It would help so much to make some kind of a start today. So, could you fetch it? Please?
Oh. I was wondering whether Neil might be able to offer anything for this Britain in Bloom Promises auction.
Oh, he's really busy at the moment with Dad's house and everything.
The auction itself isn't for a month, and he can decide when he wants to do whatever he's offering. Mr. Button's guided fungi walk won't be till the autumn.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I might put in a bid for that.
He's willing to take six people. You've got a good chance.
Yeah, I can't really speak for Neil, I'm afraid. I think you're best to talk to him yourself.
Oh, yes, of course.
How's it going?
I wouldn't exactly say there'd been a flood of offers so far. That's why I'm approaching likely people.
Well, you should ask Clary.
Me?
That's a good idea.
Oh, well, what could I offer?
Don't be so modest, my dear. I know how often people ask your advice on gardening matters.
No, especially flowering plants. You know everything about them.
No, I don't.
What you don't know, you try to find out.
Well,
I remember your excellent questions on Gardener's Question Time.
No, that's not our first brush with fame. When Alan Titchmarsh came to the village, he particularly praised Clary's lilies. Oh,
good heavens. We'd be honoured then.
You really think folk would bid for it?
I would.
Well, yeah, put me down then.
Excellent. Oh, I think I'll call it an afternoon then. I'll speak to Neil some other time.
Yeah, he's probably been more receptive when he's, a bit less busy.
You're going home to put your feet up, Jim?
Oh, I wish I were. No, I need to get back to my calculations. I'm trying to find out exactly how many hours the members of the Cider Club have put in on Oliver's orchard.
Oh, yes, so you can work out how much cider Eddie and Joe needs to give him.
Is that how they're being paid? Sounds like a good idea.
We thought so at the time. Just add it all up and give out the cider proportionally. But it's proving to be a bit of a nightmare. I need to establish some kind of system. There'll be a lot more work to be done when Joe and I buy the new saplings to fill the gaps.
Well, it sounds like you're putting in the hours, Jim. I hope you're writing them down.
Do you know, Susan, I hadn't even thought about that. No, I'm not.
You'd better get home and do that then, while you remember.
Yeah, it sounds like Joe and Eddie owe you a couple of flagons already.
Oh, and there was a parish council matter, Susan. Do you know if Neil's spoken to the WI yet about the hospitality at the Royal Oak planting?
Oh, no, I don't think he has.
Would you like me to have a word with Jill?
Oh, would you mind? It would be one less thing for Neil to worry about. He really has got a lot on his plate at the moment.
There you are, Tracy. There's your paint.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's all right. I managed to find a couple of cans, so you don't have to worry about running out. Just slosh it on.
Like normal paint, then?
It is normal paint.
You don't have to do anything special because it's an undercoat?
No. Well, I suppose it might take a couple of coats to cover the walls you've painted already.
Do you think so?
Maybe. But the others should be all right.
Could you just start it for me and see?
Oh, Tracy, you'll be able to see for yourself.
I might not. I don't want to get it wrong again. I've wasted enough time.
Yeah, so have I. I was hoping to get them flagstones in the garden finished before the light went.
You saw what a mess I made of it last time. I don't want to waste your paint and then just be back to square one.
Well, it's not that difficult. There's nothing to it.
Then it won't take you very long to show me how to do it properly, will it? Go on, Neil. Please?
Oh, well, I think that's everything. I couldn't believe it when I looked in the cupboard and discovered we'd run out of pasta. Oh,
and then there's always a few other things you've forgotten too.
Yes. This place is a godsend for last-minute essentials.
That's what I told the reporter last week. We got a good bit of publicity from that.
Oh, the Echo. Afraid I didn't see it.
Oh, no. On local radio. When they did the interviews outside the shop.
Oh, those.
I asked the reporter to name-check the community shop. I'm surprised you didn't hear it.
No, I didn't. So, how much is that?
Right, well, that's £6.75 then, please.
Right.
But they interviewed Adam, didn't he tell you?
He didn't think they'd use his bit. There we are.
Oh, thanks. Well, they were bound to. Someone from Home Farm against their own dairy. Here you are.
Well, they wouldn't have known who he was. And the dairy is actually a BL project.
Oh, still. It's a tricky time for you, though, with so many people against it.
I'm quite
quite a lot of people for it.
Of course, me and Neil have to stay neutral, with him being chair of the PC and me running the shop.
But that's your impression, is it? That there are more people against it than for it?
Well, maybe. I wouldn't like to say.
Oh, always a good estimate of village opinion, what's being said in the shop and the bull, of course.
Well, I suppose Brian doesn't know now he's not going in there.
People think he's avoiding the bull?
Well, they just haven't seen him there very much lately.
But he's been very busy.
Oh, I'm sure he has.
But they think he's staying away deliberately, do they?
Well, yes, because he'd get too much aggro if he did go in.
Oh, I see.
I'm only repeating what I've heard, Jennifer.
Hi, love. Afternoon, Jennifer.
Well, as I said, I'm staying out of it. Hi, love.
I'm afraid it's hail and farewell from me, Neil.
Oh, well, right.
I'd better be getting back if we're going to get any supper at all tonight. Bye.
Oh, Jennifer, I hope I haven't...
Bye. Something the matter with her?
Oh, I hope not. All I said... Neil, what have you been doing? You've got white paint in your hair.
Oh, no, have I?
Have you started painting the bathroom already?
No, I've been showing Tracy how to put an undercoat on.
An undercoat? I'm surprised she bothered with that.
No, she didn't. She slapped her pale lilac straight on the walls. And, of course, the original colour showed through.
Oh, typical Tracy. Never does anything properly. So, where'd she get the undercoat from?
I found her a couple of tins of white emulsion.
Our white emulsion?
Yeah, she wanted me to show her there and then.
Oh, but you're supposed to be getting on with the bathroom. She'll have you doing the lot, I can see it coming.
No. I might just finish the undercoat.
Oh, Neil.
But after that, she's on her own. Anyway, what was the matter with Jennifer?
Oh, I think I put my foot in it. All I said was people had noticed Brian hadn't been in the ball much.
He hasn't.
But I said they thought it was because if he did, he might get aggro about their dairy.
Well, that might be it.
She went all funny on me.
Yeah, because you touched a nerve. You're only saying what people think.
Yeah, and she started it.
Sounds like they're worried. David's having his NFU meeting about the badger vaccination at the Bull tomorrow evening.
Do you think Brian will go?
We shall see, shan't we?
Good evening, Jolene.
Oh, hello, stranger.
Oh, don't you start.
Oh, sorry, I just meant it was nice to see you.
No, it's me who should say sorry. I know, I didn't mean to snap.
Well, I haven't seen very much of you lately.
No, quite. Jenny's convinced people think that's because I'm worried about what they might say to me about the dairy proposal.
Oh, I see. And it isn't?
No, of course not. No, I've just been very busy.
I'm sure you have.
Is that what people have been saying about me? Are you just being tactful?
I'm just being a landlady.
Oh, that is what they're saying then.
Well, you'll have to find out for yourself. What's said in the pub stays in the pub as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's a great help.
Look, I just assumed you was here for the NFU meeting about badgers.
Oh, is that tonight?
Yeah. It's in the Bull upstairs.
Oh, well, I suppose I could go. Though, frankly, badgers are the least of my problems at the moment.
Well, quite a lot of people are up there.
Really? That might be a good place to canvass opinion, then. Mend a few fences.
If you think so.
You are a good landlady. When does it start?
7:30.
Maybe it would be worth looking in.
Maybe it would.
Evening, Jolene.
Hi, Jim.
Evening, Jim.
Brian. Haven't seen you in here for a long time.
That's it. I'm definitely going to that meeting. I'll catch you later.
Oh, dear. Was it something I said?
Oh, Tom suggested it. I think Peggy had been bending his ear.
Well, I think she's a bit anxious that Alona and Daryl start finding their feet in the village.
Well, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for someone to give us a hand clearing timber this week anyway.
So, you thought you'd give Daryl a chance?
No, easier than look around for someone else. He's doing fine.
You a good worker?
Yeah. Nice bloke, too.
Yeah, so I hear.
Yeah. Very concerned dad. Really worried Rosa hadn't been able to find a job yet.
Well, I can imagine. It's really tough for kids out there at the moment.
Evening, David. Mike.
Hello, Oliver.
Hi, Ed. Sorry we're a bit late.
No problem. People are still arriving. Anyway, I'm not planning to start for another 5 minutes or so.
I was just concerned you'd worry because I'm the one giving the report.
Are you?
I've been to Gloucestershire to have a look at their badger vaccination programme.
Wildlife Trust, they've been running it for 2 years there. You were pretty impressed, weren't you, Oliver?
Well, I'd rather people heard my report and made up their own minds.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have a hard time selling it to me. I had to go out of dairying because my herd got TB.
Well, even you might be surprised what Oliver has to say.
Don't build me up too much, Ed. You're making me nervous.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hello, Brian. Wasn't expecting to see you tonight.
Why not? I think there's a very interesting debate to be had on this subject.
But you must be so busy.
Yeah, working on this new dairy project.
I can put my nose outside the farm gate, thank you very much. Anyway, that's a BL project. They're managing quite nicely without me at the moment.
Yeah, I saw their website.
Did you, Mike? Did you? What did you think?
Pretty impressive. Had some good arguments.
Except for it. Didn't have many answers for the arguments against.
You saw it too?
I pointed it out to Ed.
Now, I'd be really interested to know what you both thought.
Maybe you could talk to them after the meeting.
Of course, yeah. Over a drink, perhaps.
We are here to talk about badgers. You know, that interesting debate.
So how are your farmhouse breakfasts doing? I very much enjoyed mine yesterday.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. They are doing well.
Good.
Though not as well as the ones at Jack's.
Really?
According to Kenton.
I must say I'm rather surprised. I thought they were a little rural for the urban vibe he's after.
As long as it makes money, Kenton will give them any vibe they like.
You don't think he might be exaggerating just a little? It has been known. Anyway, you've got Shrove Tuesday coming up.
Yep. And we do make more of a feature of it than Jack's.
I hope you don't feel we've stolen your thunder.
You have?
The Britain in Bloom Committee, by deciding to have our promises auctioned here on the same night.
No, I was really pleased about that. I hope it'll bring more punters in for the both of us.
That was the idea.
And how are the promises coming along?
Rather slowly, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Is Mike at this badger meeting, do you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw him go up.
Oh, good. I was hoping he might offer some tree surgery.
Oh, that'd be popular.
Or something specific. There are too many general offers for my liking.
How do you mean?
Well, take Harry. 4 hours of gardening. Now, what does that mean?
Is that what he's promising?
Yes. He's a nice enough young chap, but it's not as if he had anything special to offer.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Has he hidden talents that I don't know about?
Well, that wouldn't appeal to you, but I think he'll attract a lot of bidders.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Kirsty's saving up already.
Kirsty? But she's in the Wildlife Trust. She can't possibly need any help with her garden.
You see, I don't think it's Harry's gardening skills she's interested in.
So, in conclusion, it seems to me that vaccination has the potential to reduce BTB without the negative aspects of perturbation arising from a cull.
What does perturbation mean?
That's badgers from outside the area moving into empty sets.
Vaccinating uninfected badgers resulted in a fourfold reduction of wild badgers testing positive for BCG. I believe that alone makes it worth thinking about.
Thank you, Oliver. I'm sure everyone will agree that was most informative.
Convinced or not convinced.
But knowing our members, I'm sure you'll still have questions to ask.
Yeah, go on, Mike.
Well, I have. How much is all this going to cost?
Why does he care? He hasn't got any cows.
Good question. Let me just look at my notes.
He's just stirring. He's got deer. They can get TB too.
Ah, yes, here we are. Annualised 5-year cost, £7,911. Per hectare, well, that varied between £51 and £38. Per field hour, £62.
Thank you, Oliver. Anyone else?
Could you be a bit more specific about the work involved in setting up the field traps?
Well, finding a good location is vital, of course. The traps must have a soil floor covering and be as hidden as possible. They must be numbered and recorded. Then they have to be locked open and pre-baited with peanuts for several nights prior to vaccination. Then visited on the morning of the vaccination between 4 and 8 a.m.
Another early start for the poor farmer.
Well, you should be used to that, Mike. You are a milkman.
I'm just going to get you all a drink. I'll see you later.
All right.
Then the badgers are vaccinated, stock marked, recorded and released.
Thanks, Oliver.
Brian's been very friendly tonight. What's he after?
I hadn't finished, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Traps are reset and rebaited that evening after 3 p.m. Traps are revisited next morning between 4 and 8 a.m.
So I'm hoping to track down some of the cider club tonight and find out how many hours they're actually putting in.
Don't they write it down?
Well, not accurately. No. According to my figures, Harry does much more than Oliver, and that can't be right.
Well, Harry's very meticulous. I'm sure he wouldn't make a mistake.
Well, I don't suppose he has. I imagine Oliver thinks it's his orchard, so he'd be working there anyway and just puts down a token.
Does that matter, if he's happy with it?
Well, it does when I'm trying to make sense of it and be fair to everyone.
5 pints of shires, please, Jolene.
Right, OK, I'll have to use the pump over there. This one's playing up.
Right you are.
5 pints? Good heavens, was the meeting as bad as that?
They're not all for me, Jim. I'm getting the drinks in for the others. Or else there'll be a mad dash to the bar when the meeting finishes.
And a good excuse for you to leave early.
It was pretty boring. Though it did liven up a bit when someone suggested we should just campaign to be allowed to shoot the beggars.
Charming. And we city folk imagine you country people care for animals.
Nah, be fair. This is government policy.
Not yet. I believe there are several hurdles to be cleared before anyone in Borchester would be allowed to take up a shotgun.
Oh, I'm not defending it, Jim. No, I think vaccination has a lot to be said for it.
I'm surprised you're even taking an interest. Those cows in your dairy aren't even going to see the light of day, let alone a badger.
They're not my cows. And they'll be looked after to the highest standards. Oh, I should get that printed on a T-shirt.
The highest standards of an internment camp.
That's a bit melodramatic.
Is it? Prisoners are well fed, but they can still go mad when they're locked up 24 hours a day.
This is completely illogical. We're not cows.
Indeed we're not. We have the gift of intelligence, which we have a responsibility to exercise for the good of the environment and the creatures in our care.
You'll be telling me they're God's creatures next.
Well, I don't need to. I'm talking about ethics, not religion. What you are proposing is philosophically untenable. The end justifies the means has never been a logical argument. Oh, sounds like the meeting is finished. I'll leave you to drink with your friends.
Well, let me get you a drink when Jolene comes by.
No, it's all right. I've just seen Joe. I need a word with him. Excuse me.
Of course.
Oh, here's 3 for you, Brian. I'll bring the rest in a mo.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it won't be long. I really need to get Kenton to do something about this pump before the rush starts.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, here we are, gentlemen. Hmm? Drinks ready as promised. A couple still to come.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Cheers.
So how did the meeting end?
Oh, we voted to start a vaccination programme.
Well, there's no need to sound so surprised.
Well, I am, considering what the mood was like at the beginning.
Yeah, Oliver swung it. He talked him round.
Well, I just told them what I saw, and I don't think I've converted you, though, have I, Mike?
Pray not.
You'll never convince Mike.
Or you, David, when you haven't got your chairman's hat on.
No, I'm saying nothing.
So what happens next?
Well, first we need to get 12 landowners to share the costs.
Good luck to that.
And then I can go on a course to learn how to trap and inject the badger.
So there's still quite a lot to talk about.
Yes. Should we do that now? You don't mind, do you, Brian?
No, of course not.
You can join us when we've finished.
Yes, and then we'll buy you a drink, eh?
Oh, fine.
No, I'll go get us a table, yeah?
Yeah, great. Oh, and there's something else I'd like to talk to you about, Oliver.
Yeah?
Maybe I could give you a call next week.
Yes, of course.
Would you mind?
Looks like it's just you and me then, Mike.
Yeah.
So, you liked what you saw on the BL website?
Yeah, it looked good.
Right, good. So basically, you're in favour of the new dairy?
Oh, it's going to bring work into the village. I'm all for it.
Well, it will, because you see our...
No, I'm sorry, Brian. Look, can we talk about this another time? I've just seen Daryl.
Daryl?
Yeah, he's doing some work for us, and I promised him a game of darts.
But you haven't got your drink.
Hey, Daryl, mate, over here.
Oh, sorry for the delay, Brian. Now, 5 pints, wasn't it?
Yes, for all the good it did me. Here you are, keep the change.
Oh, well, thank you. What happened to the others?
They took their drinks and ran. Oh. I seem to be having that effect on people this evening. Mike didn't even stay for his.
Oh, dear. Shall I take it over to him?
Yes, may as well. Thank you. Well, at least I can tell Jenny I tried. 1-4, 1-against.
Yeah, a draw. That ain't bad. Now look on the bright side.
Yes. And there's always the echo to look forward to tomorrow.
It's something about your dairy, isn't it?
Not as far as I know. That's why I'm looking forward to it. Cheers.
That's right, Rowan, and the square one goes in that hole, doesn't it? Yes. Don't push, Henry. See what you can do with this round one.
Is there any coffee on?
Yep, just made. Is it cold out there?
Oh, I need it after the morning I've had.
Didn't you get to Jack's in time? Well, that one's called a triangle, and it's green.
Oh, yeah. I set off with the staff straight after milking.
Oh, are you bored, Henry? Well, look, why don't you play with your train for a bit?
For all the thanks I got. Frank was practically standing in the car park, holding out his frying pan. This is all Tom's fault.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah, well, it is. He went over there twice last weekend. Twice. Once on Saturday and once on Sunday. Why couldn't he have left them enough sausages and bacon then?
Well, obviously, even Kenton was caught out. You can't blame Tom for that.
Well, he promised me it was all sorted, and it wouldn't cause me any extra work.
Well, he didn't think it would. Be fair, it's good news.
Well, I don't feel like being fair, after having to do all the milking single-handed for 3 days.
I know it's been hard for you. Mind, Rowan, Henry. Take the train over there.
4, actually. He let me down on Sunday, too.
Well, I'm sure he'll try and make up for it when he gets back.
Well, he'd better. If he isn't here to do this afternoon's milk...
He will be. He said he'd be back for lunch.
That's better.
You won't be saying anything about this to Mum, will you? She's nervous enough with the Hef Inspector coming this morning.
No. Starting to feel a bit more human now I've got this coffee.
Oh, hi, Mum. All finished? Look who's come, Henry.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Ready as we'll ever be.
Oh, it'll be fine, love.
Susan and I have scoured the dairy from top to bottom. They could perform open-heart surgery in it if they felt like it.
Well, there's nothing more you can do, is there?
I suppose not.
Oh, you've got time for a cup of coffee before the inspectors come. I'll pour you one.
Yeah, sit down and relax. Play with the babies.
I could do with something to take my mind off it.
You've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, aren't you doing well with that puzzle, Rowan? Yeah. Clever girl. It's just bringing it all back to me, I suppose. Dairy inspections only mean one thing to me now.
That's never going to happen again.
Oh, shall we put some passengers on your train, Henry? They still might have questions to ask me, and my mind is a complete blank.
Drink your coffee, love. You'll feel better.
Henry, sweetheart, give Granny a hug. She needs one.
Oh, thank you, Henry. I feel much better now.
More coffee, darling?
Oh, just half a cup. Well, I have to admit you were right.
Oh, that's a first.
No. Now, after my visit to the Bull last night, it's clear I do need to keep a higher profile round the village.
Yes, I think you do.
At least until we've got the dairy up and running.
Yes, and perhaps you might convince a few more people next time.
Oh, thanks.
No, I just meant you're right. You do have to keep on doing it.
Mike was positive. He liked the website.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's a start. Though Jim wasn't.
People do take quite a lot of notice of what he said.
Can't think why. Rubbish he was talking last night.
Oh, I got the Echo while I was out.
Good. Dare I open it?
Oh, I don't know. Hardly glanced at it myself. It's over there on the side.
Oh, yes, I see it.
Oh, Mum rang earlier.
Oh, yeah? She okay?
Mm, she's fine.
There's nothing on the front page. That's a good start.
Oh, she's very pleased with Tom.
Is she?
Mm.
Or page 2 or
apparently
3.
He had a word with Mike about getting Daryl some work.
Yeah, he mentioned that last night. Oh, no. No, I don't believe it.
Oh, dear, what now?
2 whole columns, and illustrated, too.
Illustrated? There's a picture of a dairy.
Much worse than that. There's a picture of Adam.
Adam? But why on earth? I mean, what are they saying about him?
You mean, what's he saying about us? Read it yourself, Jenny. Read it and weep.
So that's the baby's cot. Doesn't it look cosy? And that's the baby's bath. Love. Mum, that was quick. Have they gone already?
Yep, they've gone.
And?
They've given us a 5-star rating.
Oh, Mum, Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, I'd give you a hug and I'm a bit encumbered.
That's all right.
Oh, blow Granny a kiss, Henry. Yes, and you too, Rowan. Lots of kisses for Granny.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Anyway, I won't disturb you.
Well, that's all right. The picture book can wait. Oh, it's such great news.
I know. So I want to go and tell Tony. Do you know where he is?
Gone to lift some leaks. Horrible job.
I know. And he's had such a tough week. But this should put a spring in his step.
There you are. That should keep you busy.
Adam! Adam, can I have a word?
Of course.
You could have kept your mouth shut.
I'm sorry? I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Well, I take it you haven't read this.
Well, the Echo? No, why? Is there something about us in it again?
There's something about you. Look. Mega dairy causes mega row. Home not so sweet at home farm. Family feud, father and son at loggerheads.
What?
When asked about the controversial plans for the huge dairy, Adam Macy, 44, said, "It's bad for the village, bad for farming, and bad for the cows. I think this is completely the wrong direction for us to take, and I've told my father so."
Are they claiming that last bit's a quote from me? Let me see.
Well, why wouldn't they? Pretty much what you said in that stupid radio interview. And I told you it would cause nothing but trouble. I told you.
Yeah, and I told you I thought it was going to be anonymous.
Well, it's not now, is it? Of course the Echo were going to find out it was you.
I didn't think they'd use it like this. I thought they were just fact-checking.
What, you mean it was you who told them? I don't believe it.
Well, they rang me. Someone put them on to me. What else could I have done?
Denied it, or at least refused to comment. How could you be so stupid?
Well, that would have just made things worse.
You think they could be worse?
Yes. I couldn't flatly deny something they knew was true from another source.
Another source? Quite. Members of the extended family, no doubt. Have you got to that bit? Look, a member of Mr. Aldridge's extended family commented, "We're all against it. Brian's on his own on this one."
Who said that?
Well, they had the sense to remain anonymous. But at a wild guess, Tony or Pat? Yes, Pat, for sure. No wonder she was quoting the Echo at me when we had our little spat on Monday. This has her fingerprints all over it.
Brian, honestly, there's hardly anything here that I actually said. It's all speculation. They've twisted my words.
Good heavens, fancy a newspaper doing that.
I never said anything like what they're suggesting.
You should never have said anything at all. How could you be so naive? Well,
what can I say? I'm sorry.
Sorry? Sorry? Have you got any idea how much damage this is going to cause?
I don't know what else to say. I never meant this to happen.
Why couldn't you just keep your stupid opinions to yourself?
Because they're not stupid, and I'm not the only one who thinks like this. I'm sorry this has happened. Of course I am.
Are you?
Yes! But there's considerable opposition in this village to BL's plans.
You think I don't know that?
You seem to feel you can dismiss it out of hand. People who are very knowledgeable about farming don't like your plans, and you're going to have to deal with it.
I can and I will. Now, I know you're not the only one who feels like this, Adam. Yeah,
well,
but you're the only one on the home farm team who does. I can deal with outside opposition,
Brian,
but being stabbed in the back by a member of my own family, that's a different matter altogether.
I'm glad you got back nice and early.
Yeah, so am I, Tom.
You can tell us all about it. Come on.
You first. How did the inspection go?
Very well.
They've rated us at 5 stars.
Oh, that's brilliant, Mum.
Oh, she's put a lot of hard work into it.
And has your hard work paid off?
With the chef? Yes. We got a lot done. He's really excited.
Good.
It's all systems go with the ready meals. Pev think we should have another launch party.
Another one?
Not till March. They've suggested an upmarket cafe in Felpisham they use.
Sounds good.
There would be tastings of the new products.
Oh, that always goes down well.
Yeah. Still seems a bit soon after the first one.
We'd be building on it, particularly highlighting the ready meals. I mean, next week's will be great to launch the new brand in Borsetshire.
Oh, we hope so.
But we need to spread the word to Felpisham and beyond.
That is the way forward.
We could set up a TV screen in the cafe. Make a short video of the farm to show.
By March?
Yeah.
Oh,
Even give the footballing pigs another outing.
Let's just get next week's launch out of the way first.
Okay. Oh, does anyone know how the Jack's Farmhouse breakfasts went?
Yes, I do. I had to take an extra delivery over there this morning.
Really? Oh, great.
Great?
They must have really taken off.
Dad had already done the milking.
Which he has been doing all week.
Yes, single-handed.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'll do it this afternoon and tomorrow morning.
Oh, good. And how about tomorrow afternoon?
Well, I've arranged a meeting at this cafe in Felpersham. Strike while the iron's hot, you know.
Oh, yes. First things first, of course.
I picked up the echo on the way over. Brian's not going to be very pleased, is he? All this stuff about Adam's opposition to the big dairy.
Is that what it says?
Yep. It's mainly from the Vox Pop, if you read it properly. Still, Adam must have admitted that was him.
Ah, yeah, well, that might have been me.
You?
When the echo rang your father.
Oh, yes. I thought we must be the extended family who are totally opposed to it.
We certainly are.
You told them it was Adam. Oh, Dad, that's not going to help things, is it? Brian, where have you been?
Walking.
Walking?
I was trying to calm down.
Oh, you found Adam then?
Yes. He just doesn't seem to realise what he's done.
Because he didn't mean to do it. Doesn't that prove it?
All it proves is he's a dangerously loose cannon.
Oh, don't say that.
He's entitled to his own opinion.
Well, then...
And if that opinion is so important to him, he's going to express it without thinking through the consequences for his family in this farm. Well, quite frankly, I don't know where that leaves us.
It isn't that important.
He behaves as though it is. And if that's the case, I don't know how we can go on working together.
You don't mean that. Of course you can.
Can we? How? How? I mean, he keeps undermining every single thing I do.
Oh, no, he doesn't. This is just about the dairy. And you know how strongly he feels about it.
Yes, so does everyone else now.
I know this is a difficult situation.
Difficult? Difficult? It's impossible. And please don't tell me I don't mean that. But I can't cope with you defending Adam to me, Jenny. Not at the moment. Can we just not talk about it? Please.
OK, Mum. Yep. Yep. Yes, I will. Bye.
Is that OK?
Yeah, yes. I said I wouldn't be in this morning, catching up on paperwork here.
Well, that's reasonable enough.
Mum said she'd pass the message on to Brian.
It's a good thing she picked up the phone, not him.
Oh, I got the distinct impression Brian isn't any keener to see me than I am to see him.
Is that what your mum said?
Not in so many words, but then she couldn't, could she?
No, I suppose not.
Poor Mum. Biggie in the middle again. I hate what this is doing to her.
It's not your fault.
I'll go in this afternoon. Don't want Brian accusing me of shirking my share of the farm work on top of everything else.
He could never accuse you of that.
Be the only thing he doesn't accuse me of, then. You should have heard him yesterday.
That really shook you, didn't it?
It did. We've had some set-tos in the past, but this... He was incredibly hostile.
Look, he had only just read that Echo article. It must have been a shock.
Oh, even so. Heaven knows, we've been poles apart on this, but... The debate's been about our different farming philosophies. This was personal.
Yeah, because the Echo twisted what you said to make it personal.
Yeah, he just wasn't prepared to see it like that. Maybe I was naive, but that's all. I wasn't attacking Brian, just the dairy.
Well, he must know that.
I don't think he does. Oh, it's such a mess. I don't see how we can continue to work together.
Come on, don't say that.
He said I'd stabbed him in the back.
He was angry. That you'll find a way through this. You have to, for your mother's sake, if nothing else.
Yeah. And then there's Debbie. Lord knows what she's going to think about it.
But do you think Brian will have told her?
Straight on the phone, I imagine.
Well, maybe not. You should ring her yourself.
Do you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Put the record straight if it needs putting straight. I mean, she might be more sympathetic than you think.
See, there's another gap. You could get at least three saplings in there.
Three?
you think so?
Are you writing all this down, Prof?
Of course. I seem to be the only member of the cider club who is capable of keeping accurate
records.
Three
bores of Sir Beauty to go nicely there.
The idea was to go for diversity.
Oh, you won't find a finer apple than the Borsetshire Beauty.
Not finer, different. I've been researching local single variety ciders.
Oh, have you? You didn't say.
You didn't seem very interested.
Oh, well, not when you was droning on about the history of the English apple, but this sounds like fun.
Fun? Looking things up on the internet and ringing local producers.
Oh, is that all you've been doing?
Yes. You're welcome to help if that's your idea of a good time.
No. You has to try out these ciders before you can decide, don't you?
Oh, that kind of fun.
The proof of the apples in the drinking. Have you got the addresses of these local producers, eh?
Of course. I told you, my paperwork is impeccable.
Good. Then we can go back to your place and work out, an itinerary.
Or pub crawl, as it's more commonly known.
Research. Anyhow, we can't do much here, can we?
No, I suppose not. We have made a note of most of the likely spots.
Yeah, there'll be a few more if them so-called volunteers got their fingers out. They ain't putting in the hours.
Well, I think that's a bit unfair.
Oh, he never sees them, are you? Yeah, you keeping a record of that, too?
I'm trying, but I can't say it's easy.
Ah, well, you can show that to me and all. I'll sort it out for you, Prof, don't you worry.
Morning, Ian.
Jennifer, hello. Oh,
Caroline said it was all right if I came through.
Of course it is. Come in.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb your coffee break.
No, honestly, it's fine.
Honey, I'm so worried about Adam.
Yeah. Sit down, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks. He sounded dreadful on the phone.
Yeah, I'm worried too.
Are you?
Yeah, I know what a strong front he's putting up. To Brian, at least.
Yes.
Sticking to his principles about the dairy.
That's admirable, of course, in its way, but...
It's taken its toll.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it must be.
You know, he's very upset about what the Echo printed. He never meant it to get so personal.
But that's the angle the newspapers always take, isn't it?
You blame him too?
Well, no, of course I don't. I'm sure he never meant things to go this far.
No, he didn't.
And the trouble is, I can't see a way back.
Neither can he.
And neither can Brian.
Have you talked to Brian about it?
No, he won't let me.
Oh, I see.
And I'm frightened to say anything in case it just makes things worse.
Yeah.
I'm biding my time, waiting for the right moment.
Do you think there's going to be one?
Well, there's got to be. But I don't want Adam to think I'm not fighting for him, because I am.
No, he knows you're in an impossible position.
Yeah, we all are.
Have you spoken to Debbie about it?
No, not yet. Has Adam?
Well, I suggested he should. Do you think that was a good idea?
Well, yes. Yes, I mean, they've got such a strong underlying bond.
That's what I thought.
And, well, she's so clever. Maybe she can see a way through this. For all of us.
Hello, Debbie Aldridge speaking.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, hello, Adam. Nice to hear from you. It's been a long time.
Ah, you weren't expecting me to call then?
No.
I just thought Brian might have rung you.
Not since last week. Why, is there a problem?
A bit of one. Is this a good time for you to talk?
Yep. Well, come on then, what's happened? I presume this is something to do with the dairy.
Yeah. You see, there was this article in the Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I suppose it starts further back than that. Radio Borsetshire were doing these Vox Pops.
Oh, I'll leave you to have the rest of your break in peace.
Don't worry about it. I'm glad you came up.
Well, so am I. It's a comfort to me knowing Adam's got such a supportive partner.
I try.
And you succeed. You're an example to us all.
I don't know about that. I mean, he's got a pretty supportive mum, too.
Well, I don't feel I'm doing much to help at the moment.
Yeah, you will. I mean, if anyone can get Brian to see things from Adam's point of view, it'll be you.
If anyone can. Oh, well, maybe when Adam's spoken to Debbie, she'll try to.
Yeah, pave the way for you.
Yes.
You think she'll be sympathetic?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sure she will.
Oh, Adam, how can you have been so stupid?
I've tried to explain. I didn't mean this to happen.
Have you got any idea what a difficult position this puts BL in? Brian, me, all of us.
I'm sorry, but I didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't my idea to have the Echo manufacture a story about a family feud.
Then why did you give them the ammunition? Why on earth did you speak to them in the first place?
I could hardly deny it was me on the radio.
I suppose not.
Debbie, I couldn't. That would have made things far worse.
You could just have said, yes, it was me, and put the phone down. Clearly you didn't.
Someone rang me back.
Adam, of course they did.
A guy I knew, actually, Dougie Shepherd. We were at primary school together.
I don't believe this.
He said he just wanted to double-check it because he knew our family. He could see it was all a bit embarrassing.
And he wanted to see if he could make it even more so.
No, he wanted to be sure the Echo put it all in the right context.
Oh, I bet he did.
We were just having a chat. I thought it was all off the record.
Off the record? I can't believe you fell for that.
I thought it was an opportunity to set things straight, to explain it wasn't a family feud.
You don't seem to have done a very good job of that.
I told him it was just a difference of opinion about farming methods.
Adam, that isn't a story. You gave him what he wanted, on a plate.
And what they say, it's nearly all speculation if you read it properly.
Yeah, but no one will do that. They'll take speculation as fact, and it'll just snowball. The Nationals might even pick it up. Local TV.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? You know how controversial these big dairies are. Throw in a nice, juicy family fallout. Oh, Adam, what have you done?
Well, that ain't right for a start.
Well, not much is, according to you.
Yeah, you see here, where Richard Sweet's put down 3 hours' work.
Eh? Yes.
Oh, it never was. He did an hour, went away, then come back and did another hour.
How do you know?
Well, I was here all the time. See? I put down 3 hours there, see?
Oh, was he away for an hour?
Oh, maybe. Well, does it matter? He certainly wasn't working in the orchard.
Well, maybe he went to fetch something he needed so he could.
Yeah, oh, were you allowed to put down travelling time? Because in that case, I'm owed hours.
Let's not go into that, Joe. It's hard enough as it is. I know people are giving me approximations.
Oh, well, they shouldn't be.
This is just impossible. I'm never going to be able to work out an equivalent. No wonder it didn't work when I tried to put it all on a spreadsheet.
Oh, you don't need no fancy spreadsheet to tell you some folks is taking advantage.
Oh, I wish it were that simple.
Well, it will be to me and Eddie. We ain't dishing out air cider on them figures, I can tell you that now.
Well, I agree they're not accurate. But I've looked at them so much, I can't see them straight anymore.
Well, of course you can't, Prof. Here, tell you what, you give them to me.
To you?
Nah, I'll sort it all out for you.
I don't think that would be right.
Oh, it's no trouble. No need to thank me.
I meant because you've got a vested interest. But it's a good idea that someone else takes a look at them, though.
Yeah, well, it depends who it is.
Don't worry, Joe. I'll find someone impartial.
Good old Mum, I'm glad someone's on my side.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
More than can be said for Debbie.
Look, I'm sure that didn't go as badly as you think.
Oh, you didn't hear her. Sorry, I've got another call.
That's okay, take it. I've got to get back to work anyway. I love you.
Love you too. Hello?
Adam, it's me. Sorry, are you busy?
Depends what you're going to say.
Look, maybe I was a bit hard on you.
A bit? I'm surprised the phone didn't burst into flames.
Yeah, well, I still think you're an idiot.
Oh, thanks.
But I can see you're in an impossible position.
You can?
Yes. I know you'd never deliberately set out to hurt the family.
Oh, I wouldn't. You do believe that.
I've said, haven't I?
I didn't sound like it before.
I was angry, and I still am on the business side of things.
So, why the call?
You're my brother. Only one I've got. We've been through worse. I expect we'll survive.
Oh, Debbie, you don't know how much that means to me.
Oh, don't get all emotional on me.
Oh, I thought I'd lost you.
Well, you haven't. Not yet.
I thought this had soured everything between us.
Don't be silly.
Well, it has with Brian and me. I don't think he'll ever forgive me.